I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies.
So I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later.
You know, I'm sure I committed an act of blasphemy by doing what I just did there, but it illustrates a point, I think. This is Phoneboy Speaks, episode 596, and yep, I'm going to talk about Weird Al, because Weird Al is always been one of my favorite musicians. And, you know, and of course, because he parodies stuff, which, you know, I like, and not everybody does, but even if you're not a huge fan of the lyrics and what he chooses to, you know, as his new lyrics, you have to respect the fact that he has parodied so many different styles of music. You know, and he'll also take, you know, regular songs and make polka versions. He'll do a medley of the, you know, the popular songs of the day or whatever. And I'm sorry, that takes some talent. And, you know, whether you appreciate it or not is, of course, you know, is in the ear of the beholder, I guess. But, you know, I first got exposed to Weird Al when I was a kid listening to the Dr. Demento show. And, I think the first song I heard was his parody of, Michael Jackson's Beat It, which was Eat It. And I think I even heard that on the regular radio too. It was definitely his first sort of mainstream, you know, fame or whatever. His parody of that was good. And a lot of other songs he parodied too over the years. I mean, it's most of the time it's a popular song. In a few cases it wasn't, but generally speaking, and that's for me how I've actually decided what, like, real, you know, things that aren't parodies, right? Songs I might listen to that are popular or recent or whatever. Because, I mean, to be quite honest, I'm not somebody who even turns on the radio or, you know, about the only thing I want to watch on television is football, and the American kind, not necessarily the soccer kind. But that's one sort of signal that, hey, maybe I should check this out. And so when I purchased Mandatory Fun a few weeks ago and you know, I used my wife's Amazon account accidentally, and she wasn't real happy about that. But whatever. Anyway, so I bought it and listened to it, and Foil was actually, I think, my favorite song on there. That and the close second being the Crosby, Stills, and Nash style parody he did, which was fantastic. And the video for that is floating around and was, you know, was released and such. But that was my favorite of the songs. And so I went to seek out the original because I'm going, okay, I want to listen. I'm curious what the original is. And so I found out that I actually had it because I'd gotten it from a free Starbucks thing or whatever. So, and I listened to the original. I'm like, my God, this is a great song. I love this. So as you could hear by the little, you know, the little chopping I did there, he gets it right. Right. He gets the same beat. It sounds very similar. And, you know, in some cases he got it too right. I think that when he tried to do his version of Money for Nothing / Beverly Hillbillies, which was the song Money for Nothing sung with the words from the Beverly Hillbillies theme. And he didn't like the name of that song, according to the Book of Knowledge. But anyway, supposedly, from what I remember, he actually wanted to get the guitar riff that Mark Knopfler had and make his sound that opening guitar riff, make it sound the same way. And I think he said, well, maybe you shouldn't do that. And so they didn't, but he tried to do it. And that's what Weird Al does. He wants to get it to be almost, you know, the right thing. You know, when he wants it to sound right, he wants the videos to be right. And I respect that. If you're, you know, as somebody who creates things myself, right? He's definitely takes it to a whole nother level. And even if you don't respect, the finished product, right? Or, you know, you're not into the silly lyrics or whatever, then you have to respect the fact that that he's very talented at getting, you know, getting it to sound just the same, you know, just the same. And, you know, that does, and the different styles of songs he's parodied over the years too. It's amazing. So I respect his capabilities as a musician. And of course I love his parodies because they're funny. that's just me. So, you know, like him or not, I'm sure most people listen to this podcast have already purchased Mandatory Bun Fun, but if you haven't, then go get it because it's a great album. And, you know, I look forward to, yet more from Weird Al.
There's a big conspiracy